Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
And sisters, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding the Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you this day for your protection over us, for being our God, for being our provider, for being our sufficiency, for the miracle of going out and coming in, the miracle of sleeping and waking up. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your plans and your purposes concerning our lives, for where we are coming from, where we are today, and where you are taking us to. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. We commit this broadcast into your hands, Lord. We pray, Lord, that indeed it will transform, it will heal, it will deliver. It will bring forth salvation of souls to your glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting God. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Once again, you're welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And today I'm going to be discussing with you what I titled Take Heart. I bring word of comfort to you wherever you may be. That take heart, the Lord is with you. His plans and His purposes concerning your life will come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take three different texts. The fourth text is going to be from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose. And also I'm reading the same Romans 8, reading from verse 35 to 37. You see, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are being killed. All the day long, we are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. We are more than conquerors. No matter what you may be going through, no matter the circumstances of your life, Lord is saying that you are more than conquerors. All things work together for good for those who love Christ. Those who love Him, everything works together for good for them. You can see from that passage, when you say all things can be good things. It can be good, it can be bad, it can be ugly. But when you mix everything together, at the end of the day, what you are going to get will be something good because you love God and because God loves you. So everything will work for your own good in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So no matter what you may be going through, I bring that word of comfort to you today. Some people might be experiencing bitter experience, like in the case of David. David was being chased about by King Saul. King Saul was supposed to be his leader. He was chasing him about, trying to kill him. It was a bitter experience. He was running from pillar to post, from one cave to another, in order not for him to be killed by King Saul. David was frustrated. He was anointed a king by Samuel. In fact, God told Samuel that he should go and anoint David as the next king of Israel. And he was anointed. Rather than going to the palace, he went back to tend the sheep. And that was it. And for 15 years, he did not become the king of Israel. Why? It wasn't a good experience. Because if it is you and I, we begin to ask God, why did you even bother to send Prophet Samuel to come and anoint me? Well, you know you are not ready for me to be the king. He was anointed for 15 years. He did not become the king of Israel. So brothers and sisters, you may be going through what you may call a tough situation right now, but I bring that word of comfort to you, that God is aware of what you are going through, and everything will work for your good in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also, you may be disappointed, like David also was disappointed. He fought Goliath, and one of the things that was promised, the person that defeated Goliath by King Saul, was that he was going to give that person one of his daughters as a wife. And David was given the daughter of Saul as a wife, but after some time, Saul decided to take the daughter from David. He was absolutely disappointed. So many times, things happen in our lives. But when these things happen in our lives, is for us to be that person God wants us to be. It's for us to be able to become the person He wants us to be. Because everything that happens in life is for a reason, is for a purpose. The book of James is telling us, in the book of James chapter 1 verse 2, say, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. That is the ultimate. That is the end result. That is the good that you are going to get at the end, that you may be perfect, so that you will be perfect at the end of the day, that you will be complete, so that you will lack nothing. So those challenges, those trials that you are going through is for a reason, so that the will of God, the purpose of God in your life can be done, so that you may be that perfect person. You may be made perfect in Christ. And indeed, you will be made perfect in Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Isaiah chapter 51, verse 3 says, for the Lord comforts Zion. The Lord will comfort you. He will comfort you. He takes pains away from you. He said, God, the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all our waste places and make a wilderness like Eden, a desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. The Lord will give you the voice of melody. You have reason to rejoice in Him. Joy, gladness will fill you till overflowing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we need to know that God has a wonderful purpose for us. And part of His purpose is that He's going to terminate wastages in our life. Whatever has been a form of wastage in your life, the Bible says He's going to terminate it. In the book of Joel chapter 2, reading from verse 23, says, be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain as before. The Lord will pour down an abundance of His rain upon you. The heavens upon you shall remain open. In the name of Jesus, whatever has constituted itself as dryness in your life, the Lord will release His fountain of water in the mighty name of Jesus. No longer shall you experience dryness. No longer shall you experience any form of barrenness in the mighty name of Jesus. You are fruitful in all that you do in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that the Lord is telling you, brothers and sisters, that He's ready to restore that which you have lost. He will restore the opportunities you have lost. He will restore your health. He will restore your homes. He will restore your marriages, your businesses. That rebellious child, the Lord will restore him or her. They will be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Because that is His design for us. He's ready to restore. In that same Joel chapter 2, in verse 25. He said, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the upper, the destroyer, the cutter, my great army which I sent amongst you. The Lord will restore you today in the mighty name of Jesus. He will restore your health. No longer will affliction dwell in your body, because your body is the temple of the Lord. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, take heart. For the Lord is with you, for his plans and purposes for you will be fulfilled in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Indeed, he will make you perfect. He will make you complete, such that you will lack nothing. It is the desire of God that you shall eat and be satisfied. Your contentment will be in the Lord. Himself will make you contented in him, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will take away your reproach. Whatever has constituted itself as shame in your life, the Lord will remove them. Every garment of reproach in your life shall be removed this season in the name of our Lord Jesus. Why? Because it is the desire of God that this is your time to be favored. In Psalm 102 verse 13, he says, you will arise indeed. You will no longer remain stagnant in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has put you down, the Lord will give you the power to overcome in the name of our Lord Jesus. And you will arise and have pity on Zion. It is time to favor her. The appointed time has come. This is your appointed time to be favored. And indeed, the Lord will favor you. The Lord will favor you in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, you are more than conqueror. Every battle that the enemy is waging against you, the Lord will grant you victory over them. You will see the end of your enemy. Your enemy will not see your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will arise on your behalf. He will fight your battle in the name of Jesus. But what are we talking about? You say, we are talking about those who love God. I am bringing this word of comfort to you. I say, brothers and sisters, God indeed loves you, but you also need to reciprocate. You need to show your love to God. You need to show your love to this Christ, and you can do so by giving your life to him. In case you are not sure, I'm giving you that opportunity right now. Just say after me, Jesus, I surrender unto you. Say, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Wash away my sins. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for these your children that have given their lives unto you. And for everyone who has listened to this broadcast, everlasting Father, Lord, comfort them on all sides. In any area of their life that they are experiencing pain, sorrow, frustration, disappointment, failure, Father, let them be wiped away in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will continue to be with you. He will continue to keep you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again, God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.